Sure, I avoid cracks in the sidewalk. I step over them. Doesn't everybody? I heard growing up, step on a crack, break your mother's back. It probably won't happen, but why tempt it? You know, breaking your mother's back? That'd be reckless. But I just read an article about OCD. You know, that condition where people joke about themselves when they over-organize something? I've said it. Well, I'm just OCD, and then I disregard it any deeper. But it's an anxiety disorder that can disrupt a person's life and involves repetitive and unwanted thoughts that won't subside. It's estimated that around 2% of the U.S. population has the disorder. It's called obsessive-compulsive disorder. I've, of course, diagnosed myself now that I'm an expert after reading this one article. But hey, you have to start somewhere. OCD can be difficult for medical professionals to diagnose. You may think you have it, but having a routine or being a perfectionist is different than having constant, intrusive thoughts that guide you. Mine don't go that far. I doubt I can be labeled as OCD because I don't obsess over these thoughts. But I'm on a first-name basis with some symptoms. The article listed around 20 symptoms. I won't go into each of them, but here are the ones that struck home for me. And again, I'm not an expert, and I don't mean to sound like one. And I'm probably not OCD, but a light bulb went on when I read these. Number one, requiring order. Yes, my shirts are arranged in the closet by color and sleeve, kind of a rainbow. Frequent hand washing. Yes, I always have to wash my hands before meals, especially when eating in a restaurant. Touching objects or tapping them in a certain way. I've done that. Currently, each night before bed, I have to swish my mouthwash from left side to right side at least 10 times, not more than 14, to make sure all the germs are dead. Counting compulsion. Yes and no. I'm not a compulsive counter, but I do count steps a lot of times. I thought everybody did. Excessive fear or guilt. It's not excessive, but when a loved one is due at a particular location at a particular time and they haven't called me, my mind always goes to these terrible thoughts. Excessive double-checking. Yes, I like making sure the doors are locked each night. My wife will say, I locked that, but check it again. I know you're going to anyway. One night years ago, I drove to work at 2 a.m. in the morning to check the front door to see if it was locked, as I was the last person out that day. Fear of contamination. Again, when leaving, I always wash, then use my paper towel on the restroom door pulls at restaurants so I don't have to touch them. Dwelling on relationships and dissecting personal encounters during the day, like worrying if I slighted a coworker earlier in the day. Yeah, I've done that. Am I OCD? Probably not. I entertain these thoughts and chuckle when they come out in the open in front of people. I can, however, see how real sufferers can't leave their home because they have to take 15 showers a day or can't make it to the front door because they're hoarding too much stuff in the house. To them, it's a mental illness. They can't shrug off those weird, unsettling, plain, crazy feelings. It's exhausting for them. If you suspect you or a loved one could be suffering from OCD, whether mild or severe, you should be aware of the symptoms and seek help if necessary. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.